thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. That's from Psalm 118, verse 6. You'll always have to deal with fear in one form or another, and your fears will be different at different seasons of life. Once you accept that, you can make progress. For example, Julius Caesar conquered the world, but is alleged to have been afraid of cats. Peter the Great of Russia cried like a child when he had to cross bridges. Dr. Samuel Johnson, the celebrated British writer, wouldn't enter a room with his left foot first. If he did accidentally, he backed up and re-entered it with his right one. Talk about putting your best foot forward. If you let fear control your life, it'll keep you from reaching your destiny. What a price! Fear breeds inaction. Inaction breeds lack of experience. Lack of experience breeds ignorance, and ignorance breeds fear. If you are caught in this cycle, then here are some fear fighters to help you today. Number one, you will keep in perfect peace all those who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you, from Isaiah 26:3. Number two, from John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Number three, when people's lives please the Lord, even their enemies are at peace with them. That's from Proverbs 16:7. Psalm 56:4 tells us, in God I have put my trust, I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me? Number five, from 2 Timothy 1:7, God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and self-control. These promises are yours today. Stand on them, claim them, and refuse to yield to fear. There are some great responses to the voice of fear from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.